So is that because they're in the heavenly enjoyment, but they see that that is not the ultimate? And unless they are born in Bharatvars and get the opportunity for perfection and bhakti, they cannot achieve that ultimate Krishna consciousness. It seems that this is a very fortunate position to be in, this Bharatvars. Seeing tonight when I was circumambulating the temple that the people, I could see that they're enjoying this field of enjoyment, completely unaware of the rare opportunity that they have. And then I was looking at the deities and I was realizing that the whole purpose of this temple and our movement is to give this opportunity to people to utilize this rare birth properly.
Whatever she likes, she should eat. that ceremony. New cloth, very nicely dressed, taking bath, all the children, not only our children, but other children also. Very nice full staff and sit together. And with the children, mother will eat. And the Brahmins should give him some charity. They'll chant, they begin. The same thing is being observed by Mother Yashoda. Mother is all that. Then, good chant. Then, Annaprasan. And the child is so much care is taken for children. And these rascals are killing children. It's civilized. They are wild for them. What a terrible civilization. And they are killing to civilize. Before childbirth, there is no government to kill. What is that?
Abortion.
Huh?
Abortion.
Abortion or pregnancy?
Vasectomy. Vasectomy. They sterilize.
Sterilize?
Yeah, sterilization.
Simply propaganda. Not to be get children.
Yeah.
And that's actually.
Now it's come in India. This new prime minister still says our goal is 12 million sterilizations this year. And he's holding Bhagavad Gita. They don't understand at all how to be happy.
Most uncivilized. I am prescribed to two-legged animals.
Do you have a question?
To discuss
Bhagavad.
Civilization of two-legged animals. Is there any guarantee that if one has got two children, the government will take care of everything? Two children or three children or 100 children, the government is not able to guarantee. Why is this humbug?
government cannot guarantee, this government cannot guarantee anything. They have no power.
Why you got so much innocence? So far forward. Even in these days, in India, in the interior villages, they like you with this kind. You have got enough grand, enough milk. Live with us, chantry. And they're going forcibly there to give this self-life. They have no problem.
In Mayapur, we went on that boat down the Ganges. So we went to even the poorest village man. He gave some banana leaves, some papaya. So opulent, fruits, vegetables.
Candy fire is like this.
Oh, yes.
So upon, on the top, there is one pot of rice, one pot.
Yes.
And round the fire.
Around.
Put these balls.
Do you have to turn them?
Yes.
Turning them little.
When it is downside, it will be black.
And then
it is difficult?
No, it sounds very simple, almost too simple. You take these balls, bread balls.
Then put in a ghee pot.
Hot ghee or just ordinary ghee?
Mm-hmm. Melted.
Melted ghee.
And dip it. And take it out.
This sounds like you're cooking out in the jungle.
Yeah. It will be very digestible. You can try one day.
Bread ball.
Candy pie.
Candy.
This govar, cow dung chip.
It's called cow dung chip is called candy.
Yeah,
Kandi.
Lelo. They say in Hindi, Kandi.
Kandi.
In Bengal it is called Gutia. Gutia.
Gutia. Kandi or Gutia. And that's rice, dal, and what are these balls? They have a special name?
Yeah. This is called Latta. Latta.
Latta.
Latta.
Lakta. Lakta.
This is the food star for the tourist.
For the tourist?
A man is walking. Now he has got with him dry star, atta. Now anywhere he can collect this dry book and set fire. And he has got his lota.
Yes.
Where is palatable and digestible.
The balls, lakta, they looking, when they're finished, they're looking brown or black?
Brown.
Brown.
Brown and black is spot.
Black spot.
Then it is very, just like loaf.
Yeah, red loaf.
Then put it into ghee. That according to your... Put it long time and give me to take it as you can digest.
In you may have instructed some devotees like this long time ago, because in San Francisco, the devotees that would sometimes make, instead of making the chapati, they would make the balls and put it in the oven. And then afterwards put butter on it, and sometimes honey. They like honey, they dip them in honey. But it was the same thing, only put in the oven, because we didn't have this cow dung chip. You may have instructed then. I never knew where they got this idea of putting the balls in the oven.
Oven is also good, but this is the best.
It's the best. Best flavor, open fire.
So you can try anything. I may eat a knife, but you try how
it comes. First we'll get one...
Kandi.
Kandi.
You can purchase. The kandis are going on. Ask somebody to can keep it.
And we put it in this clay stoves, the clay fire pot.
No.
No? Just open on the ground?
Yes. No fire pot. Gathered together and set fire. That smoke is fire. It will increase. Just in a plate, you can do it. This plate is a washing plate.
Yeah.
That will do. It can contain 4 or 5. Big candy. That is simple.
Rice dal and latta. Rice dal and latta.
You can make it for you.
Yes, I would like that. Sometimes we might find ourselves having to walk in
the third parties of Kanda. And people be in corners. This baranda, keep it.
It keeps, I see the farmers, they keep it big for a long time.
They go loaded. Ask the chowkidar, they go.
Do you want to go to the temple now?
Half past nine. So it's on.
I think in the next room. I haven't looked. Should I call him?
Half past nine. Well, you can put masala. Adrak. Different salt, different turmeric.
Anise. Anise.
Yes. And if the pots have made a earthen pot, it is still better.
Still better. When earthen pots are cooked with, they're finished afterwards?
Yes. destroyed. That was the Hindu system. The earthen pot is used daily, and it is all right. Especially for Nitya. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting on the rejected earthen pot. We'll have a discussion about that.
Between his mother.
The earthen pot is so nice. Jagannath Puri, they cook an earthen pot and throw it. It is very palatable. You can try an earthen pot.
Yes. So, you know, it's a rice doll, and you have a little bit of latka, red balls, and go around a kandam fire.
You can begin the experiment, 1, 2, 3, and become perfect.
Yes.
It is very digestive, very palatable, and suitable for this kind of food. It will automatically increase appetite.
It all sounds very natural and wholesome.
Well, you can try.
Clay pot, cow dung fire, rice doll, bread.
You have so many disciples, we have lost count. No one helped you, that's a fact. You asked that Tirtha Maharaj for some help, he didn't help at all. He wouldn't even give a little place.
Nobody.
Actually, when you intended to go to America, everyone was advising, better not go. It is too dangerous for someone of your age. Do not go. Someone even said that you might not come back.
I went to the airport, not to come back. I left India, of course. Not one.
Called me from
yes,
France.
Sir.
I was in Paris.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am doing this. There is some punishment.
He said, take me out of here. It has become like fire. I know. 1970 it was. August.
Yes, sir.
In Dallas,
Toronto,
I went to you.
Actually, at that time, we were massaging your heart. It was such a shock to you. And I remember the only medicine you want, we were massaging your heart and reading Krishna book. And you developed a very bad cough.
I do not know to call that. I got intolerant. Then this system got changed. Otherwise, I did not like that.
Oh,
stay.
Wow.
I met my headquarters and Los Angeles.
Yeah.
They met some conspiracy.
I don't understand.
Otherwise, I made my
Well, whatever the reason, by your coming here, it was wonderful also.
I had no plan to come back.
Your business was in the West. Still this, you said. Still, whatever we're doing here.
That's why I took this permanent residence.
You had intention for it. Regret having come back to India?
No, I plan my life. I'm a business plan my life. And I was coming back. I was beginning to work again. I do not know. I came here to live where you are living. By leaving Los Angeles, I do not have.
I remember.
But he had this plan.
Nice plan.
No one there that he left Vrindavan. I'll give you a better place in Vrindavan. You are retired, Vrindavan. I oblige you to leave. Now come back. I'll give you a better place. So he has given a temple 100 times better than Los Angeles. Isn't that?
It's nothing comparable in the three worlds. You said that to us.
Yes, I gave something.
I could understand later on how your hint, I could understand more fully. Anyway, now we're trained to the point where that can never reoccur. That could only happen because we were so new at that.
Due to ignorance.
like a, first we were mongrel dogs. Now we're a little bit trained to keep away all the disturbers. First you asked for land, that was refused. Then you sent money, but for 3 years, nothing. I think you sent money twice.
Gone.
Then we were even stopped by the elements when we went. You took us, and we went and stayed at Devananda Gaudiya. But the rain suddenly came so strongly. Then you said, perhaps Krishna wants us to establish in Vrindavan and not Mayapur. So you were going to send me to see this Madan Mohan. Try to negotiate.
Anyway, but again, Bas was part of it.
I think you once said it, sometimes Krishna tests to see how sincerely the devotee is determined.
Krishna not only tests, but punishes those killers,
criminals. Especially we are the most poor. Your vision is the most keen.
That is the feature of your particular mercy. You have taken the most blind, the most fallen, hopeless, and you are succeeding in guiding them.
Thank you.